Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 8 Mabasa 2022 ngu Francis Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Isimo sibi kakhulu lapho sikhoya Deep Slot insizwe yakanyathi engenele emzini wayo yashaya ngabantu bayibulala bayishisa futhi kodwa ke isimo nje ngimeme sisho asihlanga yeah
iziphatha amandla zikahulumende weSouth Africa ezigukela umphathi njamboka njalo indaba zamapolisa umnumzana Bhekicele namhlanje ziqhube umhlangano lezakamizi zelokishini leDeep Slot eJohannesburg ngemva kokubulawa ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe. Mayamsola kakhulu uhulumende weZimbabwe ngokuvota iphilisa inyathela lokuxotshwa kweRussia kukhansile ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu e-United Nations Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele Ukraine.
Abaculi abangi-inspirayo labana esihlala sonke sikhule sonke sincedisane ngemibono siqinisane abaculi abangancindezelananiyo so abaculi abangi-inspirayo ngabantu esibona ngaso linye
kuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi odume okwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdumo o-jazz uThandi Dlana yena ocula ekobulawayo zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Iziphatha amandla zikahulumende weSouth Africa ezigoqela umphathi ntamboka njalo indaba zamapholisa umnumzana Bhekicele lamhlanje ziqhube umhlangano lezakamizi zelokitshini leDeep Slot eJohannesburg kulandela ukubulawa ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Elvis Nyathi kuthangi ntambama uThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
Ekhuluma lezakhamizi ngemva komhlangano umphathi ntambogaja lwendaba zamapholisa umnumzana uBhekicele uthe usebuyise ezinye imota zamapholisa ezedlula ichumi kuleli lokitshi kanye lamapholisa edlula ikhulu. Uthe amapholisa azangena indlu ngendlu edinga bephula umthetho labaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Siyawakhuza amaphoyisa kodwa siwatshela futhi ukuthi angayeki mayekusola ukuthi akwazi ukubuza bese kuba sezandleni zakho ukuverifya ukuthi unawo yini ama-documents. Amaphoyisa azokunika ithuba zakuswara adiveze ama-documents. Ma ungawavezeke ama-documents yinkinga-ke leyo.
Ngesikhathi umhlangano uqhubeka umphathi ntambogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Aaron Motsoaledi ubhule umkhulu umlilo ngesikhathi izizalwane zakwele South Africa zifuna ukuhlasela isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi laye obengene kulo umhlangano. Umnumzana Motsoaledi uthi kudingeke ukuthi uMkhwananzi afihlwe emoteni yamapholisa ukuze aphume ephephile. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Thabang Molefe uveze inzondo enkulu abalayo ngezizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu abeZimbabwe.
Zimbabweans are Jews. Zimbabweans are entering our houses. Zimbabweans are roaming around Deep Slot as they please. We want Zimbabweans to leave. That is what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. They must leave.
Lobanje zakhamizi ezingenela umhlangano sithi ziyasuthiseka ngendlela abaphathi ntambo abathembise ngayo eza kwamanye amazwe zona zithi zisele zilokwesaba kakhulu. Ezinye zezinto ezivunyelweneyo kulo mhlangano yikuthi amapolisa azangena indlu ngendlu edinga izigangi nabaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Kuvunyelwene futhi ukuthi izakhamizi ezipha abaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni indawo yokuhlala lazo uzafuze zibotshwe. Inkosi yakwamthwakazi uBulelani kaMzilikazi laye obekhona kulomhlangano uthi isimo eseDeep Slot sibi kakhulu kuzalwane zakwamanye amazwe.
Inzima indaba. Isimo sibi kakhulu lapho sikhoya Deep Slot insizwe yakanyathi engenele emzini wayo yashaya ngabantu bayibulala bayishisa futhi kodwa ke simo nje ngemisisho asihlanga yeah
kusukela o2008 ele South Africa lihlaselwe ludlakela lokubandlululana ngobuzwe olwezenophobia kubangwe umsebenzi phakathi kwabakwamanye amazwe lezalwane zakwele South Africa iningi lezalwane zakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa ngabe Zimbabwe ababalekela ukuwa komnotho elizweni selokhu kuqalela unyaka sekunamaqembu ahamba ezingela bokuza efuna baphume emsebenzini babuyele kubo osekubangele ukuthi abanye bagcine bebaleka lapho abahlala khona besiyacatsha enkambeni zamapholisa usenjalo imuli kanyati ithi inkosikazi wakhe uNomsa Chuma usesusiwe Deep Sloot wahlala kwelinye lokuthi lapho bacabangela ukuthi uphephile khona imuli ithi izahlangana ngempela viki ihlela ngokuyangcwatshwa kwakhe ekhaya kanti kamapholisa athi akekho sebotshiwe ngalesihlakalo mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo
Amabandla aphikisayo ezombusazwe aweZimbabwe labalwela amalungelo oluntu bayamsola kakhulu uhulumende ngokuvota ephikisa inyathelo lokuxotshwa kwele Russia kukhansili ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele Ukraine kanye lokubulala abantu mahlayana abangahlomanga. Ele Zimbabwe yilo lodwa ilizwe langezansi eSwazi le-Afrika kuSADC elivote lisekela ele Russia ngoba amanye amazwe aweSADC ekhethe ukungavoti esekela loba ukungasekeli. Lanxa ele Zimbabwe kuyilo lodwa elivote liphisa inyathela leli iRussia icine ixoshwa ngemva kokuba amazwe omhlaba angamashumi edlula 91 evote esekela. Amazwe angamashumi phosa ayisithupha 58 abikwa ekhethe ukungavoti. Avote engasekeli ukuxotshwa kweRussia abe ngamashumi amabili lane 24. Agoqela ele Zimbabwe lele China. Iningi lamabandla aphikisayo labenhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe ziveze ukungajabuleli inyathelo lokuvota kukahulumende engasekeli inyathela le-United Nations Human Rights Council lokuxotsha ele Russia. Ukuba lilunga lisithi kuveza sobala ukubana uhulumende weZimbabwe akaqhakathekisi ukulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu. Ngomnyaka 2008 ele Russia lele China aphikisa ukwethulelwa kweZimbabwe izitsheziso zenotho ngamazwe awahlanganiswa emanyana wamazwe omhlaba o-United Nations ngemva kokuqhutshwa kokhetho olwalulolidlakela olwethusayo abaningi ngaleso sikhathi lapho okwabulawa khona abantu abaningi kwanyamalala abanye. Le mpumela yokhetho yaqeda inyanga yonke ingaphumanga yathi isiphuma kwatholakala kubana ibandla leZANU-PF lalinqotshiwe ngesilinganiso esincane kwakhokhelela ekuphindweni kwalolu khetho i-runoff. Iincwethi ezicubungula izombusazo zithi amazwe amaningi awezwekazi le-Afrika ancediswa ngele Russia lele China empini yawo yenkululeko embusweni wabamhlophe ababethumbela omazwe okuyikho kubangele ukuthi iningi lawo likhethe ukungavoti lingasekeli icele kodwa amanye aphuma mgceke avota esekela ele Russia anjengeZimbabwe, Algeria, Burundi, Ethiopia. Abalisi baseZimbabwe bakhala ngokubandlululwa ekuphiweni umsebenzi wokubala abantu phansi kohlelo olwe-census oluzaqutshwa ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga. Eminyakeni edluleyo ababalisi beqhatshwa lohlangothi olwe-ZimStats ukubala abantu kungakhathalekile lokuthi bale minyaka emingaki yokuzalwa kodwa lo nyaka lolu hlangothi lubikwa lukhethe ababalisi abasakhulayo abangaphansi kweminyaka engamashumi amane lahlanu. Kulabantu abazinkulungwane ezingamashumi amane 40,000 abaqhatshwe yilolu hlangothi njalo babikwa sebeqalisile ukufundela umsebenzi lanxa iZimStats libikwa ilokhu idinga abanye. Iphephandaba eleNewsday libika ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF likhanya selifake abasakhulayo bebandla leli ukuba benzele umsebenzi ngenhloso yokuphuma lamanani abantu azakwenza ukuba uhlelo lokwaba izigaba zokuvotela i-delimitation yabele izigaba lezi kusetshenziswa amanani angaqondanga kodwa azakwenza kube lula kubandla leli kukhetho abantu bazabalwa kusukela mhla ka 21 yonale inyanga. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxa nomkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi iZimta uMnumzana Richard Gundane ngalolu daba.
Nxa sokunjalo ke sina lapha kuma Zimbabwe Teachers Association esibamelelayo ababalisi nabantu abadala abephezu kwe-45 nama-50 years banye seba-approach i-return. So bayakuzwa ukuthi kanti sokutheni eminyakeni sibe sisebenza kuhle antsho ukungena kwi-census umsebenzi siqeda ukusebenza phelulu zathola la kuyinzuzo encane. So yiyo imali encedayo ababalisi ukuthi iyabamotivetha layo ibaya-encourage ukuthi bahlale emsebenzini wokubalisi ngoba imali ezinjalo ezenational umuntu wonke layo uyazi. So kulo mbuzo lapho ukuthi kanti kuke kwabe le research yini etshengisayo ukuthi abantu abadala kabakwanisi ukuthi bawuyenze. Nxa ikhona ngathi sifuna ukuyibona ukuthi itshona. Kanti nxa kulo hlupho lokuthi abantu abadala kabasoze bakwanisa umsebenzi kuke kwayenzwa yini i-medical examination yangkhona. Kule fitness test yini eyenziweyo ukuthi itshengise ukuthi abantu abadala kabasoze bakwanisa lowo umsebenzi. So thina sithi hayi asifuni mandlululo. Into yokukhethwa ukuthi umuntu ahambe emsebenzini kufanele ukuthi kusetshenziswe into ye-professionalism. Umuntu wonke ongumbalisi uyakwanisa ukuthi ahambe ayewuthatha lowo msebenzi awuyenze kuhle. So kumele ukuthi ipolisi leyo bayilungise bakhiphe lokho abafuna ukuthi bakufake. Angazi ukuthi okubekileyo khona kungumbani. Eminyakeni yonke edlulileyo ababalisi bonke abakwanisayo bayahamba bayengena umsebenzi. Nxa kuyi-circumstances yikho lokho, nxa kuyi-criteria enjani yikho lokho, ayikho nalokho abakulethileyo lonyaka. So siyacela sibili ukuthi abegatsha le-census bakukhangele lokho, bakulungise uyenzele ukuthi bakhiphe lolu bantu lolokho.
Manje ngokubona kwenu kungaba kusenziwa ezombusazwe yini kumbe ngokucabangela kwenu injongo yakhona kuyini kahle kahle?
Hayi, ezombusazwe kasiziboni lapho. Bona nje ukuthi kulo muntu obeke ipolicy embi akula consultation lapha, akula research lab. Angazi ukuthi abasebenza khona ngale kwigatsha le-census babonyene singakwaziyo. Ngabe kubonile lokho abakubonileyo kabasitshele phelele lathi singama-stakeholders kumele ukuthi sibekwazi lathi sibacelise ukuthi hayi umuntu wonke kumele ukuthi athole ithuba lokuthi awuyenze lowo msebenzi ngoba kuza kuba nemali even nxa singasebenzeli imali kufuna ukuthi njalo lathi umuntu wonke athole ithuba lokuthi asebenzele ilizwe lakhe. Kuye lizwe into eqakathekileyo umuntu wonke layo uyalithanda ithuba lokuthi.
Ngokuzwa kwenu kuthiwa imali izaba inganani ephiwayo lo umnyaka?
Hayi, angikwazi lokhu kasikabi lakho ngoba nxa umsebenzi onje uyenzakala imali izatshelwa labo abayabe bengena umsebenzi. So kasilalwazi lokuthi iyabe ingakanani. Ukuba ngakanani kaqakathekanga kithi. Esikufunayo ukuthi umuntu wonke owuthandayo umsebenzi athole lolu thuba. Nxa kuyi-$1 kuyabe kulungile ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhanda laye ayithole sebenze nelizwe.
UMnumzana Richard Gundane umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi eyezimtha yomzwe ekhuluma lapho icingweni le-Studio 7 eseGwero. Imizamo yokukhulumisana labo hlangothi olwe-Zimsters yehlule. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukwenzakala kwele South Africa lapho kubulewe isizalwane seZimbabwe emzini weDeepsloot ngesihluku sokugumodwa ngamatshe qede lapho usatshiswa. Okwamanje wothi size udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Lemelika lithi kumele kuvezwe ukukhahlanyezwa kwabantu esabeleni seLukashenko kwele Belarus. Lithi kunengi njalo okufanayo okwenziwa ngele Russia kwamanye amazwe okugoqela ele Ukraine. Kusenzakala konke lokhu, ele Russia selivimbe imisakazo ezimeleyo lavalisa njalo amaphephandaba kaZulu. Abantu kulelo lizwe kabasavunyelwa ukwenza imihlangano kumbe ukutshengisela emigwaqweni bekhonona ngokubahluphayo. Abaloba okuqondileyo bakhahlanyezwa nguhulumende. Kusenjalo, kwenzakala okufanayo kwele Belarus lapho uhulumende kamnumzana Alexandra Lukashenko wephula khona ilungelo loluntu. Awusavunyelwa imisakazo ezimeleyo, inhlanganiso ezimeleyo lazo zithwele amagabha avozayo, njalo abaphikisa uhulumende bathi sokuzima ukusebenza kulelo lizwe. Elamelika lithi lokhu sokwenze ukuba bonke abadlelana lohulumende kaLukashenko bavinjwe ukuba befike elizweni leli ngoba bakhuthaza ukungathembeki. Uhlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe ole-State Department luthi abasanikwa incwadi zokuthekelela eMelika bonke abadlelana noLukashenko. Abafakelwe izijeziso lezi elizweni lelo bafika phose amajumi amane 38. Kulabanye njalo abafakelwe izijeziso lezi abalwa impi eChechen obula abantu mahlayana. Phansi komthetho we-Presidential Proclamation 8015, elemelika selijezise njalo abangamajumi amabili lanhlanu 25 kwele Belarus abephula ilungelo loluntu. Seliphinde lafakela izijeziso lezi abalijumi lanye 11 kwele Russia abakhokela ibutho kulandela ukuhlasela kwele Ukraine. Elemelika lithi impi kwele Ukraine isikhahlameze abantu abaningi okumangalisayo okugoqela abantwana labomama. Uhlangothi olubona ngokusetshenziswa kwemali lokunye kwele Melika ole Office of Foreign Assets Control luthi luzafakela abanye njalo abantu izijeziso zenoto eChechen lakwele Belarus ukwenzela ukuba kuhlonitshwe ilungelo loluntu.
Ngoludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu ele Highlanders uMandla Mpofu uthandazela ukubana umdlali olimeleyo unqobe izitha masuku abe esesilile ngesonto lapho iqembu lakhe elizadlala khona lele Crown Bullets. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Masuku limali inqaga namhla iqembu la Highlanders lidlala lele Triangle ngesonto edlileyo, njalo udokotela beqembu bathe namhla engaphindela enkundleni ukuze aqale ukunyathela izilolonga kancane. Umpofu futhi isifiso sakhe ngesokuba ukuthi kufika ngesonto lomdlali eseluleme.
Ende ngumdlali elokhu engikhangele ukuthi amadokotela amklile ukuthi aqale ukuthenga namhlanje, ngizabona ukuthi uzagwanisa yini ukuthi enelise ukuthi kufika insonto uyabe 100% and ngiyakhuleka ukuthi kube njalo. Ebe sekwanisa ukuthi abe khona engumdlali osethe siqala nje ungani into zokuhamba, engumdlali ode sasinika amagoli, engumdlali ade sinika idevaliti, kodwa ngiyathemba ukuthi uzaba khona ngensonto.
Umasi unguye umdlali oselitshayele kaningi emambuleni kwiqembu le-Highlanders njengoba elamagoli amahlanu kwimidlalo yeli. Umpofu futhi bazaqhubekela phambili ngomkhankaso wabo wokwenza ukuba enkundleni eBarber Fields badlise amanye amaqembu imbuya ngoludi.
Abasekeli be-Highlanders Football Club mbona basisekele kakhulu especially at Barber Fields, basinika idlabuzane kakhulu. Ngiyacela ukuthi bebuye ngobuningi bengakhathali bezokhuza abafana, abafana labo babamelele ngoba abafana bathi hayi emqeqeshi ama supporters ethu asinika idlabuzane elikhulu kakhulu. Kodwa umdlalo wangesonto ngiyafisa ukuthi sithathe inklomelo emthathu.
Umdlali wesiswini senkundla uAdrian Sila uthi bakhangelele ukunqoba ngensonto ngoba bedlala kuhle nxa besemagumeni kulezi nsuku. Imidlalo yeviki letshumi lanye ihlelwe ukuba iqale ngolwesihlanu lapho iqembu leHarare City lizadibana khona lele Tenex naseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi ngomgqibelo lwamaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala lele Triangle naseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikelana lele ZPC Kariba ngaseZakuva, iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars lizadlala lele Dynamos naseBabab, iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela ele FC Platinum ngaseBarber Fields, kuthi ngaseAscot iqembu leWawa lizadlala lele Chicken Inn ngesonto. Iqembu leManchester Diamonds lizemukela ele Bulawayo Chiefs naseZakuva, kuthi ele Capes United lizadibana lele Yata naseNational Sports Stadium. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanje.
ithi Woza Woza Friday my darling. Woza Friday umsebenzi ubhokile. Woza Woza Friday my sweetie. Woza Friday ilamba lingomile wena. We baba kunzima kunomhlaba. We baba umsebenzi ubhokile.
Kuliviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi odume okwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdumo we-jazz uThandi Idlana, yena ke ucula ekobulawayo. Asizweni ingxoxo ayenze lomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Vanda.
Uthi koli koli balaleli kuba kuhle uthi alikhumbuze ngembali yakhe
umculi ozalelwe kobulawayo ohlala kobulawayo oqale ukucula ngo-2014 ecula umculo engiwubiza ngesithi ethno soul ele fusion ye jazz umculo ojulisa ingqondo oyenza la uzizwe usithi hlala ulalele.
Inani labantu liyajabulela umculo kaThandi njalo bamkhatha abaculele kuzindawo eziningi ezijiyeneyo. Ngesikhathi se-COVID uThandi ucindezele idlalade lakhe elintsha lona-ke liyahlakaza.
Ngomnyaka ka-2014 ngikhiphe i-EP yami okuthiwa ngu-Ongaziwayo elengoma ezine. Mase ngizokhipha njalo idlalade elengoma ezilithumi okuthiwa ngu-Inganekwane ngomnyaka ka-2020. Mina uThandi Dlana ngingumculi ngiphinde ngibe ngumbhali wezingoma okutsho ukuthi ingoma zami zonke engizihlabelayo ngiyazibhalela.
Usebenza nabaculi abaningi bejabulisa uZulu eZimbabwe. Uthanda ukuthi yibo abamenza abe lemfutho okuya phambili ngomculo.
Abaculi abangi-inspirayo labana esihlala sonke, sikhule sonke, sincedisane ngemibono, siqinisane. Abaculi abangancindezelana niyo. So abaculi abangi-inspirayo ngabantu esibona ngaso linye. Abantu abafuna ukubona umculo usiya phambili, abantu abaqakezela abanye.
UThandi ehlangene lenye intombazana edume kakhulu ngomculo wesintu uNkwali. Bakhokhela iqembu labaculi abatheneyo kobulawayo okuthiwa yi-Songs of Lozi K. Leli qembu licula lihaya indlovukazi uLozi K oyinkosikazi yenkosi uLobhengula owasala ikhokhela amabutho inkosi Sinyamalele.
ULozi K wayengumkhokheli uLozi K wayengumama wabantu uLozi K wayengumkhokheli uLozi K wayengumeli wesizwe. Let me tell you a story of
black African woman.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe wanxusa iSongs of Lozi K ukuthi iyecula eDubai kuWorld Expo lapho uThandi labanye bakhe benza izimanga bathiya abantu bekhalela umphedlo. Lona limi njani leli qembu? Utshele labalaleli ukuthi bangawuthola ngaphi umculo wakho Thandi.
So uSongs of Lozi K ulami uThandi Dlana ulosisi uNkwali uNoma Thamsanqa is ama main vocalists. Ababhali bezinguma ku Facebook ngingu @thandidlana1 ngikhona njalo ku Instagram thandi_dlana iphinde kube khona la ku Twitter ku @realthandi. Umculo wami uyatholakala ku wonke ama digital platform.
Bese kwetshiselo Thandi Dlana uhlelo waza oza Friday. Kanjani uyasebenza uthi kudla umculo alale umculo uthi ufuna ukuba umhlabelelo odume eAfrika yonke jikelele. Ngimela isitu 7 ikamramu Ezra Jesus Banda.
Elifungamele uluntu isizwe esimile sitizo mkhonto nomalanga ubuligibela ilanga lisaphuma lisahlaba lithisa linjalo ubulimela kunjalo wenza ukuhlula amadoda amadala. Indaba yakho uyimela khontokazi kwezizwekazi olawula emkulwini olawulela sezinkundleni lwasakaze lisiphaqa sibanzi elibhonsa emasangweni abafo libhonse alaze athule.
Ngekuhlukana isihloko kodwa sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela iziphatha amandla zikahulumende weSouth Africa ezikhokhela umphathi ndambo kajalo wendaba zamapholisa uMnumzana Beyicele namhlanje ziqhube umhlangano wezakhamizi zelokishini leDoopsloo eJohannesburg ngemva kokubulawa ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe. Bayamsola uhulumende weZimbabwe ngokuvota ephisa inyathelo lokuxhotshwa kweRussia kukhansili ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu eye-Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele-Ukraine. Kule viki uhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi odume kwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdumo owe-jazz uThandi Dlana, yena ocula ekobulawayo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngupraxidus Jeremiah sithi pelasonto elichukela.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.